Welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. Today, we'll be taking a journey to the cemetery to talk about the annual stories at the cemetery. Always a great thing that happens this summer where we get to meet some of Anchorage's more notorious characters, I guess, as they come to life being portrayed by actors in the area. And we'll be talking to two people involved with stories at the cemetery today. My guests today are Bruce Kelly, who's been with this for, gosh, as long as it's been going on, hasn't it, Bruce?
Oh, yeah, from the start.
Yeah, Bruce has been involved with historical research, learning biographies, also as an actor, and he's an actor this time as well. So thanks and welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Steve.
We also have Gigi Lynch, who's also well known as an actor in town, and she's performing some of the roles in this Stories of the Cemetery. So welcome to the show, Gigi.
Thank you, Steve.
Well, this has been going on for a while, and I know there's different kind of versions of Stories of the Cemetery, but this was one where the actors are actually portraying the characters, right?
Yes, that's right.
Well, tell us about that, Bruce.
Well, we started the cemetery tours back in 2004, when John Bagoy was sick. And so Audrey and my wife and I, we took over and started doing kind of a historical biographies of people at grave sites. And then about 5 years ago, we were asked to do additional tours, and we started adding in the actors portraying these parts at the cemetery. So this has been going on for 5 years, the stories at the cemetery. So, and then in August, we're going to do the same show again, but that's on a stage that we erect in the cemetery.
I see. So on the July 12th, Stories of the Cemetery, the audience, for lack of a better word, will walk over among the graves.
Yeah.
And they meet the actors standing at their graves.
Yeah. They'll walk at their own pace, cover whatever grave they want to go to, and we'll have a brochure out there telling where everything is and everything. So they can cover all 15 and a leg.
A leg?
Yeah, it's a leg this year.
Should we say break a leg for your show?
Well, this one is more than broken.
No, I think we're going to talk more about that coming up soon.
Okay. But
Gigi, tell me about the character you're playing.
I am playing Ramona Barnes. So she is quite a large character in big shoes to fill, I should say. Been doing some research on her, and I think the most interesting thing is she was such a public persona, and through going through the archives at the library and seeing photographs and listening to videotapes and actually watching her, you know, in her daily life, I learned so much behind the scenes that I think the public at large does not know. So, you know, I can incorporate a little bit of that into the role, and maybe there'll be a few surprises there as well.
Well, tell us in brief who Ramona Barnes was.
Well, Ramona Barnes was the first woman speaker of the House here, and she was quite a formidable character, held her own. I don't want to give too much away because we have a wonderful script that we're working from, but she was just an amazing woman. And I think the thing that really impressed me after I saw her actually being interviewed was she really believed she could make a difference here. And she didn't let anybody stand in her way. And I think that, you know, endeared her to some people and to some others, not so much.
Well, you have to break a few eggs.
Yes, yeah, yes.
Yeah. Bruce, what character are you playing?
Well, I'm playing Frank Dorband. Now, he was a famous aviator in the pioneer stages in Anchorage here, and he was involved in a lot of airlines that started up and failed and whatnot. Oh, and he was a controversial character also, because he knew he was a great aviator, and he let everybody know that. So he had some enemies, and he had some friends and all that, but quite a flamboyant character. Very colorful.
You know, it's interesting about this whole Stories at the Cemetery. Every year, you guys find regular people who are just incredibly interesting, aren't they? And I guess it goes to the whole idea of Anchorage being a frontier town. We have just different, really interesting people who have lived here now as well, and then who have lived and died here. So I think this ties right into our centennial, that we have the celebration of the people who have lived and died here, and you're bringing them back to life. Gigi, a moment ago you mentioned going back into her background and finding some things that the public didn't know about. Are we going to get into something a little deeper with her, as well as the rest of the characters that we're meeting?
Not so much. I think for me, it was just fleshing out the character. Like I said, she was such a public persona and came across very, very tough. And so I wanted to find out if there was a softer side, and there definitely was. I found incredible thank you letters that people had sent to her of things that she had done for them, and I'm sure that never came to light. I saw photographs of her with her children that, you know, showed a woman who loved her family, and that's actually how she got started. She was a military wife, mother of three, and actually started out at Elmendorf Air Force Base, was on the school board there, and after she got off, realized that she could make a difference, and so went into politics.
You know, we've talked before about there are times when family members of these people come by and talk to the actors playing their family member. Do you expect that to happen? I guess you are. Bruce had a knowing smile right there.
Oh, that's happened to us a number of times, yes.
What are some of the results of that?
Well, this year we're going to do Wally Hickel, and it's entirely possible that some of the Hickel family are going to come by to check us out, too. However, they've already looked at our script, so they kind of know what we're going to be presenting, and they're okay with that.
I imagine you could get some conflict there, couldn't you, from some family members who don't really like what you're saying about their relative?
Well, we try to avoid that if we can. I mean, we want to be diplomatic about this as much as we can, but Dick Reichman, a well-known actor in Anchorage, is going to be playing the part of Wally Hickel. So it should be an interesting portrayal, I think.
Sounds fun. You're listening to Stage Talk on KSKA Anchorage. My guests today are Bruce Kelly and Gigi Lynch with Stories at the Cemetery. Well, we're going to head out of the studio for a minute and take you to the Anchorage Cemetery. Here's some audio of actor Micah Williams portraying one of the cemetery's more interesting tombstones.
My name is Woodard Vining, and I'm not buried here. Just my leg. See, I came up to Alaska in the middle of the last century to make my fortune like many people did, and unfortunately I had a heart attack one cold winter and lost circulation in my right leg. Well, doctors had to cut it off, of course, and afterwards I asked them what they were going to do with it. And you know what they said? They were just going to throw it away. Throw it away? I was not going to stand for that. So I remembered that the graveyard here in downtown was free to be buried in. So I figured, what's one little leg compared to a whole body? So that's what I did. I buried my leg here. Look at that plaque right back there. It says Woodard Vining's leg. Now, the rest of me is not buried up here, of course. I discovered that the winters were a bit tough with only one leg. Never good with crutches, and when the snow got deep, very hard to move with my wheelchair. So I decided to head back home to Florida in the late 60s, and that's where I ended up dying in Fort Pierce in 91. So that's where my gravestone and the rest of me is, but part of me is still here in Alaska, the state that I love. Thank you all so much for listening to my short little story. And I really hope you've been enjoying yourself tonight.
So there you have it. Micah Williams portraying someone's leg at the Anchorage Cemetery Tours. You might hear whatever. We never know. So, Bruce, tell us about that story.
Well, I think Micah covered it pretty well. Woodard Vining left the state and died down in Florida. But I think it was gangrene that he had on his leg. And that's what he had to have it amputated. We've done that story before, but it's been about 5 years ago, yeah.
So can you tell us about some of the other stories you have going on this year?
Oh, we've got some good ones. As I said, we're going to be doing Wally Hickel, and my wife, Audrey, is going to do Tilly Reeves, the wife of the founder of Revolution Airways. And we're going to do Eklutna Annie again, one of the victims of Robert Hansen. And we're going to do, let's see, what else? Oh, we're going to do another really interesting character, a guy by the name of Moose Moore, who was known to drive a dog team headed by a bear.
Okay, you have
Mark,
to...
Mark Robikoff is going to do the part
a
of
a dog
that
team
one.
Headed by a bear.
Yes, yes.
That just brings images of what happens during when they break for lunch. I had to go there, sorry.
Yeah. And then Wayne Hussey is, we're going to do him, and John Fraser is going to do the part of that one. And he's was very active in the gay rights issues in later Anchorage history. And then we're going to also do Miss Wiggles this year, a contortionist that performed in nightclubs all through the Anchorage area for many years, back into the 60s up to her death in, when did she die? In 2012. So.
And do you have someone who can do the contortionist that she did?
Well, not the contortionist, but she's going to do some dance routines.
There. Okay.
That's going to be hard to duplicate.
Exactly,
the
right. Yeah. Now, who's that going to be?
That's going to be Vivian Meld is going to do one, the August segment of that. And then Minnie Card is going to do the July segment of that. Mm-hmm. Neither one of them could do it both times.
All right. Well, Gigi, you're known as an actor around town, and this must be you've already mentioned going into the research of this character, but what do you find is the most challenging part about playing a character like this?
Oh, I think it, actually, what you were talking about before is someone coming up to you and expecting that you are that character and addressing you in as if you're going to know everything about them. So anything that I can do to prepare myself is what I'm trying to do right now. This is my first time. But Linda Benson, who has written all of these scripts and actually played, I think it was Romig, is that right?
She played Romig last year.
Yes, and she was actually, I guess the word was accosted by someone who just came right up and acted as if she was Miss Romig, and it was quite something. So, you know, I think that's kind of goes hand in hand here when you are an actor in a, I hate to use the word small town, but this is a small town, and you run into people, you know, in Walmart or whatever, and they've seen you on the stage, and they will just come right up to you and start talking to you as if you were that character, you know?
Right.
And
you say Linda has written you a script, which is,
yes.
Linda's a wonderful writer.
Oh, she is.
But you have to be also an improvisational actor,
yes,
in this sense too. So
yes,
you've got to really be on your
very
on your
so
legs here.
Both of them.
Both of your legs, right?
Yeah.
And Bruce, what have you done to prepare for your character?
Well, first of all, Audrey, my wife, and I, we've prepared the biographies of these people over the years, and a lot of them we've done at the June 21st tour beforehand, and then Linda helps us write them into first person scripts. So I've constantly gone over my lines with this Frank Darabont and honed it and honed it and honed it. You know, you keep learning a little more about it all the time. Frank was inducted into the Aviation Hall of Fame this year, so there's a little bit about him out there at the museum out there. So
that's nice. You know, a thought just occurred to me. I wonder, have you ever had a time where your characters actually met themselves, or they just simply stay at their grave sites and talk to the audience?
I've met Ramona Barnes before.
Well, I mean, as your characters meet each other's characters, as the actors would meet, as your character on in your gravesite would meet Gigi's character at her gravesite, walk over and talk to her.
That might be interesting. I don't know.
That might be interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe I should start. I've started something new.
You might have a new idea there, Steve.
Right.
I'm not far in the gravesites from Wayne Hussey, who I'm sure Frank Darabont and Wayne Hussey would have never gotten along in real life.
Well, maybe you should start a new tradition here. Maybe we should have visitations.
That's true.
And your characters can go visit each other at their other gravesites.
That's true. I was privileged to meet Gail Phillips the other day.
Interesting.
And she's actually going to come visit on the tour. So I said, be careful, I might call you out.
Well, this has been a lot of fun. We're talking with Bruce Kelly and also Gigi Lynch, two actors. And Bruce, of course, is the historian and biographical research of Stories at the Cemetery, going on for how many years now, Bruce?
Well, the Stories has been going on for 5 years, but we've been doing the biographical sketches for 12 years now.
That sounds great, yeah.
With my wife and I, Audrey. Yeah.
And this will be going on July the 12th, Stories at the Cemetery at 6 p.m., and then also August the 9th, both times at 6 p.m. Well, thank you very much for being on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, thank you, Steve.
And for more information about this show or other shows going on in the area, check out our Stage Talk calendar at alaskapublic.org. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life informed. This is Alaska Public Media.